Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Yes, this is a common question which is asked, why do we wear black in the holy months of Muharram and Safar? We've worn black from a very young age, in our households, on the way to majalis, on the way to processions. And so many ask this question, that is it something which is recommended? Can it be seen as part of the actions which have been endorsed by the prophetic household? Or is it reprehensible? Because normally those who ask this question may have come across certain traditions where it says it's makruh or reprehensible for us to wear black. Others may ask the question that did the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, ever wear black? So if we look at the Prophet, peace be upon him's family's wardrobe when examining Islamic literature, you'll find that he used to wear white, he used to wear green, he used to wear yellow, and yes, he also used to wear black. He used to have a black turban, for example, or he used to have a black cloak. And if we fast forward 50 years after the Prophet, peace be upon him, his family dies, his grandson, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam's martyrdom at Karbala evokes a response, an emotional response from the holy household. And the ladies of the holy household used to wear black after Karbala. Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam used to live amongst them, and he endorsed what they were doing. They'd wear black clothing in the cold winter, or indeed in the hot summer. They'd wear black clothing in commemorating the tragedy of Karbala and what befell Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. And therefore you'll find that our maraja', may Allah lengthen their life, endorse this and recommend us to wear black. They may say to us, for example, that one should not wear black the whole year or always be in black. That might be seen as reprehensible. But in remembering Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, there is absolutely nothing wrong with the ladies and gents, the brothers and sisters of the community, all wearing black. Even today, if I'm told of the sad news of a friend's funeral and I attend that funeral, I'll find that even if my friend is of a non-Muslim background, they'll still all be attending the funeral wearing black. So even when we look at society today, black is seen as that color which is worn in those moments where you commemorate ones who you love. Thank you all so much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.